Okay, I'm fully aware that it's starting to become tradition on this podcast for me to record a podcast episode, talk about a theory or idea I have, and the next day come back on and then talk about how I disagree or there's exceptions to that rule. So maybe today I'm going to embrace that tradition. Yesterday, I posted a podcast talking about being inspired by Johnny Walker and the three bottles or expressions that they put out regularly, red, blue, and black, and how one's a cheaper one and one's a really more expensive one and one's right down the middle. And the whole thought that was inspired by the movie American Fiction, the thought was that you can do it all. Like, you can do these things that oftentimes are, I find, artistically beneath me in order to supplement my doing the things that I'm passionate about, and that it's okay to find a balance. And you find that balance seasonally in your creative journey, whatever that looks like. Now, here's the deal. Today, I want to share. Okay, but by the way, that I feel like I really connect with that when it comes to music in my life and performing as a bassist. But I feel like I'm not fully on board with that thought is when it comes to photography. Today, I thought I'd share that with you. This is a theory I have. I call the three levels of access, and it really defines my view and passion of photography, what I want to do, what I'm willing to do, and what I say no to doing on a regular basis. Last night, I did a backstage photo shoot with a comedian named Mark Normand. He was in town in Minneapolis performing at the State Theater, and I was in town this weekend. So we got together, hung out, shot a few photos backstage, and I think it perfectly outlines the three levels of access. And I've never actually shared this before, but it's kind of exciting to think about and try to put it to words what the three levels of access looks like. And specifically for me, this has to do with photography and taking photos of people. But I'm not sure. I know this has to do with other art forms. This has to do with other artistic mediums. I'm not sure at all yet. So if this inspires something to you, reach out to me. I'd love to hear what this makes you think of with what you're creating right now. But essentially it's this: when it comes to photographing people, specifically people who are performers, who are presenting something, and I love that. I have zero interest in trying to take photos of the most famous people as possible. I have zero interest in celebrity photography. I am passionate about photographing artists and people creating things, whatever the medium. Someone that is going within themselves and then pulling that out and sharing it with the world, whatever that means. I am freaking passionate about trying to capture a portrait of that person within the environment in which they are existing in. So when that happens, okay, so last night, Mark is a comedian, and if you're going to shoot someone that's doing live stand-up, you have there are three options that exist within the three levels of access. One is you can take a photo of them on stage. Two is taking photos backstage, behind the scenes. And the third is portraiture. And as 1, 2, 3, it's like as you move backstage and then into portraits. It's interesting to me because it signifies further deeper into these levels of getting in proximity to people. You have access, permission that way. But also there's as you go deeper, there's also a personal trust access that's given. Level one, on stage. This is the area that I do not take photos of unless I'm playing. The two exceptions are unless I am playing a show and I'm just taking a photo from on stage, like in a moment between songs or something like that. That's one. Or if I'm at a show of a friend and I just happen to want to pull out my camera and take a picture of the moment, that sometimes happens. But I do not take gigs like that. People asking me to shoot live music. And I do that for a few reasons. Number one, this is where I work as a bass player. Being on stage, there's no interest in me as an observer photographing someone as they work and present their art that way. It's because no matter what the medium, is I've seen this. Like that is, there's nothing new for me. There's nothing, there's no emotional connection. And when I see someone on stage, I think now this isn't me bashing anybody taking photos of live concerts and live shows. I think it's a super valuable thing. And a lot of people are passionate about it. I guess I'm just not curious about that. Also, this level one is the easiest place to have access to. Really pretty easy to shoot, reach out to a venue or a promoter and get access to shooting a show. I mean, even the biggest shows give access to photographers. The pretty standard is you get access to the front pit right in front of the stage for the first three songs while the band is out there. They're not super sweaty yet and they're just rocking it and they're just like fiery right off the bat. Typically, you have access for three songs and then somebody from the venue comes and clears out all the photographers. I don't know if you've ever noticed that during concerts. Super easy access to that. The second level is backstage. The majority of my photography exists within this world because that's the world I live in, backstage as a musician. And so this takes another level of access. You got to get permission. You got to get backstage passes. This is behind the scenes stuff. You still, if you're outside your green room and there's a bunch of people, there's meet and greets. And so there still is this level of, you have your guard up just a little bit. My buddy Dan Rodriguez and I always say that the show's not over until the merch table is packed up. So you're on. You're kind of, if anything, you're a host for people coming and visiting. So I still find that fascinating, and I love those moments. So because that's the world I live in, I capture a bunch of those on my own, and I am open to doing that. I've taken a ton of photographs for other people when they've asked me to do that. The third level is portraiture, and this level of access is the most fascinating. Like on stage, I don't do. Backstage, I will do. And this portraiture is one I really want to do. I'm passionate about because this is like another level of not just permission from other people to get to this person, but this is a level of permission from the person because now you are not just an observer. You are in, and now it becomes like a co-creation. They're showing part of themselves to you. They're coming up. You're asking ideas. Okay, what do you think about if you'd stand right here and we put you in this light right here and you could do this? Yeah, there's something about that where it goes a little bit deeper into it all. Yeah, even within portraiture, you can still create an alternate universe, an alternate reality of someone. I love taking a photo not as someone as they see themselves or I see them, but who we would imagine them to be in this moment is super fascinating to me. I could talk about portraiture all day, but no matter what, that is a co-creation with somebody else. This is the main reason why I disagree with parts of yesterday's episode of doing it all. The only reason that I am granted access to the people that I'm granted access to for portraiture is because I say no to the live photos. Even a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with a band and doing backstage portraits while they were in town. And their management, like right off the bat when we were texting back and forth, the management was saying, okay, well, here's the rule. They gave me the standard. Three songs at the very beginning, no flash photography during the show. And I stopped them. I go, by the way, just want to give you a heads up. I don't take live performance photos. And instantly their demeanor changed. And they were like, oh, that's actually super cool. Okay, yeah, they're really, and everybody was way more excited to it because it added, by saying no to one thing, it added value to the other. So I don't know where this falls in. Okay, wait a second. I'm catching myself like trying to put a button point on this. And this is how, if you are a writer, this is how this has to do with you and your creative. I don't fucking know. Take it with a grain of salt, but for me, I don't know. This is once again where I have these two polar opposites that somehow have a relationship with each other. Yes, I can do it all and it's fine and it doesn't take away from my artistic voice. And on the other hand, it is by saying no and holding myself to a different standard and level and saying, no, I don't do that, but I do this, that has brought so much value into my artistic work. So I don't fucking know, but I just think this is interesting.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.